Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Health insurance made easy through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10. It is the last Friday in June and there's a warm and sunny weekend ahead, folks, with lots of entertainment and stuff going on all around the country. What are your plans? How are tricks with you out there? You can join the group chats from the north and down south as well on the WhatsApp. That's 087-032-3232. And the email is open for business as well. That's oliver@rte.ie. Terrific show for you this morning. Our visiting critic has gone belly dancing and novelist Sophie White will be telling us how she got on with this very physical endurance, which I believe was in amongst her fears and discomforts. And I think you'll be surprised as well as to discover how much belly dancing actually goes on in this country. Proper stuff now, not what you're thinking about, you know, hangover, whatever, late at night. So we'll be coming to that later on this morning. There is actually a rare buzz about the Radio Centre today. Actual humans, as the old girl gets ready to host the last ever Joe Duffy. And he's going to hear his last whinge from the Liveline callers, because Joe has it all: empathy, infamy and comedy. So tune in from 1:45 this afternoon. It'll be after the news at 1 for the Joe Show, with surprises, appearances and the crack. And sure, if it all goes wrong, then that'll be fodder for next week's Lifeline. Isn't that about the way we go? 51551 is the text. Wash your hands, wash your hands. And what a weekend ahead. Oh my goodness, Croke Park is going to be fairly full, nearly full for 2 days, nearly full for tomorrow, Saturday. Tomorrow it's Donegal versus Monaghan, and that'll be followed by Dublin versus Tyrone. Both matches are on GAA+. And the Sunday matches are going to be on RT Television, Galway versus Meath. And the big one, according to all the press coverage I've been reading, the champions Armagh against this year's favourites Kerry. Even though some people are trying to say, oh no, Kerry are the outsiders here. Yeah, Mary, yeah. All the matches are on RTE Radio 1. Just want to point that out as well. And who is tipped to win? Well, Sean Kavanagh from Tyrone, he's writing to the Irish Times. He believes the very sight of a Dublin jersey will inspire Tyrone to come of age. On the other side of that, in the Irish News, Dublin's Dermot Connolly saying Dublin have the extra bit. So he's tipping Dublin, and your man is tipping Tyrone. It's very, very difficult. But Donegal are the unbackable favourites against us in Monaghan, but we'll still travel as the dark horses in big numbers, or as big a number as we can actually muster from the small county. The whole county wouldn't actually fill Croke Park if we all turned up. We'd be 20,000 short. Anyway, Monaghan great Conor McManus, he is also tipping Tyrone in his column. He says they have the big advantage of 2 weeks rest, and I believe the switch to Croke Park will suit the red hand lads over the Dubs. The Dubs rely heavily on Conor Callaghan for scores, and one area where Barney Rock fears they could come up short at the weekend is scoring two pointers. So another Dublin great, Barney Rock, is saying that it's looking difficult for Dublin Tyrone. By the way, the Irish News sports writers have a kind of a general prediction. They say Armagh will beat Kerry, Donegal will beat Monaghan, but Tyrone's clash with Dublin is too close to call. They don't seem to care at all about the Meath Galway fixture, which is very much the least glamour of a very buzzy weekend for GAA indeed. And Formula One is getting a big outing this weekend, especially because the Brad Pitt movie, which they've been talking about for ages, mostly because some of it was filmed during last year, or was it the year before, as Grand Prix, Silverstone and all around Europe as well. The Brad Pitt movie is out. The Guardian gives it 4 stars, and the movie review says spectacular macho melodrama. Brad Pitt plays in a veteran racer who will not slow down. The RTE.ie review by John Byrne, I think, is quite interesting, because his Brad Pitt may be behind the wheel, but Kerry Condon, his co-star, Irish, of course, our first thing we've seen really since Banshees of Inisherin, and certainly blockbuster-wise anyway, Kerry Condon is in control of the gearbox in a fun drama. So what's it about? Brad Pitt plays Sonny Hayes, who John says sounds like the name of an inter-county hurler. It really does. Sonny Hayes. Sonny Hayes. And 30 years ago, this character was a phenomenon in F1 as a young fella, until he crashed his car during a Grand Prix and suffered career-ending injuries. Now he's hitting 60, and an old pal walks in and offers him the ultimate offer of redemption of a lifetime, a return to the F1 circuit as an elf fella. That just wouldn't happen in real life, was it? But the old pal, by the way, is Javier Bardem. And he has been making noise, but Palestine hasn't been on the red carpets, and so we've seen less of him all of a sudden ever since he started doing that, obviously on the side of the Palestinians. And I'd imagine this is the loudest film of 2025. So that's what's going on. Geek Ireland, of course, friends of the show, are raving about the F1 movie. Olivia Fahey is a very big fan. And on a related note, the world premiere of F1 the movie was in London the other day, and burglars in America took the opportunity to break into Brad Pitt's Los Angeles home, and they ransacked it. Three men went in and they absolutely wrecked the joint, basically. And in further Formula One connections, today is a massive day for Offaly's fastest driver. No, it's not you, Jonjo, and slow down, will you? Alex Dunn, professional driver. He's going to become the first Irish driver in 22 years to take to the track in Formula One. It'll be a practice session for the Austrian Grand Prix later today. Alex Dunn is from Offaly. He's 19 years of age, and he's taking the place of Lando Norris in the session, who I think is second in the Drivers' Championship, I believe. Big name. And why is he doing that? Well, first of all, Alex Dunn is part of McLaren's driver development programme, because teenager, he already has been test driving an older McLaren F1 car, but he will go into the Red Bull Ring driving the McLaren MCL 39, which I presume is McLaren 39, which is the main car during Grand Prix weekend. There are new rules in the F1 Championship. Teams are required to put out young drivers in a free practice round at least twice a year, which is up from previous seasons. And that's why Alex Dunn is getting this opportunity. But remember that name. It's been a while since you had F1 characters from Ireland there. Remember, because it's a significant moment in Irish sport, and young Phil is doing incredible things on the world stage. Jumping straight to that, to the world of fashion, Anna Wintour. Everybody, if you've never looked at Vogue in your life, that's the magazine I'm talking about. This woman, famous for the bob and her dark glasses, queen of New York fashion, has announced in a shock announcement, it says here, that she's stepping away from American Vogue. The most influential figure in global fashion. She is 75 years of age. She has been in charge as editor-in-chief of American Vogue for 37 years. And she made this surprise announcement yesterday, telling staff there will be a new head of editorial content. She will continue as Vogue's global editorial director. So she's kind of hanging around. And chief content officer, so many made-up names in management, for the parent company Condé Nast. So apparently people were very shocked about it. And the announcement brings an end to rumours that have swirled for years that the fashion industry's undisputed queen might step aside. She is English, Anna Wintour, and she was given a knighthood, which makes her a dame for the Brits. And she was born into journalism. Her father, Charles Wintour, was editor of the London Evening Standard. Didn't know that. And then she goes off to New York in her 20s, rises up the chain and transformed the magazine at a time when magazines were very powerful. She turned Vogue's cover stars from models to celebrities, and she chose people like Oprah Winfrey, Madonna, Ivana Trump, Renée Zellweger, Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell. Well, they're models, aren't they? And Kim Kardashian. And her reputation for power was enhanced by a huge Hollywood film, The Devil Wears Prada. You remember it well, don't you? Starring Meryl Streep doing lots of spectacles, acting as a fictionalised version of Anna Wintour, and it cemented her image as an icy perfectionist of immense power in the fashion world, says The Guardian. This is the scene where she dresses down the Anne Hathaway intern character who's come in to be her kind of PA secretary and has this kind of quiet terror around her.
This stuff, you go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue, it's not turquoise, it's not lapis, it's actually cerulean. And you're also blithely unaware of the fact that in 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns, and then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets. I think we need a jacket here. And then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of 8 different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact You're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room.
Ouch, says you. I saw that last year. It's far from a comedy now, I have to say. Are people still buying Vogue? Do people do magazines and so on? I think that's the end of an era. That's the end of it. Anna Wintour is kind of retiring, basically. The text 515-5108-70-32-32-32 on the WhatsApp. How dare you talk about me like that? If only there was a show on RT Radio 1 that we could go on to talk to and complain about this, says Podge. Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to find any coverage of the Meath match. Meath versus Galway, says another texter, might not be talked about much before the game, but if Meath win, which is possible, it'll be the most talked about game next Monday. You're dead right. Come on, the Royals! And that's from a nervous Meath supporter. By the way, there will be another draw for the All-Ireland semi-final after the Sunday game tomorrow night. And some of the teams can't, Dublin Meath can't meet again in the semi-finals. And I think Armagh Tyrone can meet again. Is that right? Something like that.